Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, there's good stuff happening. They're good people who see problems and proactively start to address them on their own. And Michael Sparks is one of those guys, and he's with the Underground Kitchen here in the Richmond area for Giving Tuesday. We wanted to shine a spotlight on the good work that, Michael, you and your team are involved in. Tell me about the Underground Kitchen.
Well, the Underground Kitchen before COVID was a luxury event company. We went around representing corporate and corporate heads and doing their high-end events around the world pretty much at that point. And that's what we did for 8 years. We started out in Richmond and we built a client base all over the world. I'm representing major corporations all over the country. We had a lot of public events. We had about last year, about 54 public events around the country. Mm-hmm. And what we do is try to promote chefs of color and women who usually don't get the limelight in the restaurant industry, mm-hmm. and create a platform for them to show their goods, what they got. And they go through rigorous testing and those sort of things. But it sort of evolved into sort of like a chef think tank, a chef who want to make the industry better and want to do great things and have particular talent.
That's, I feel like when I was living in Manhattan, there was a lot of attention you all got in some of the
press
in New York. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then COVID came, and what happened to you?
Well, in a matter of 2 weeks, we lost millions. We lost everything. We didn't lose everything, but we lost all of our business. We, of course, we couldn't bring people together. There was no traveling. And it was funny, in February, we were in Boston for Philips Technologies and doing an event for them. And we didn't feel right about being there because there was something going on, you know. And mm-hmm. sure enough, Boston was one of the first hotspots. And we just said, you know, we were going for a record year, but that was, our lives were more important than exposing our people and our chefs to, you know, what's going on, you know?
Mm-hmm. And so now I've been so impressed to read about all the good work you have done around the Richmond area, providing, you know, wonderful meals for people who might, you know, be in a real bind right now. Instead of the luxury market, it's kind of a different market for you.
Yeah, well, I tell you, it's a life market for us now. And I tell you, I woke up feeling good every morning before UGK event. Mm-hmm. Now I wake up feeling proud of my team, proud of what we're doing for the community. I'm actually sitting in the parking lot right now of a Restaurant Depot in South Carolina because we're launching in Greenville tomorrow with their food share for the first time that they've had food-made meals and not just baskets of food. We actually do prepare high organic and highly nutritious meals for folks. So we have been asked by a group of folks to come down here and do it. So while our operation in Richmond is still running. So yeah, so I tell you, I kind of went back to my childhood where my mom raised five kids on her own and she struggled and went to school and got her degree and raised us to be professionals. And I just thought, you know, my mom, I called her and I said, what would you do if you were me? You know, you kind of lost everything and you want to do something for the community. She says, Michael, you got all the tools there to cook. You got a refrigerator full of food. What would I do? I would feed my family first. Mm-hmm. And I got my chefs together. I said, hey, we get you in a safe kitchen. Let's just pull this together and let's make soups for all those sick and shut in and all the first responders. And I guess it's 3 or 4 months later, we served over 20,000 meals.
Wow.
And it's growing every day. And we're just, you know, taking it day by day at this point.
Well, this is the entrepreneurial spirit that, you know, has made America successful. It clearly brought you some immediate success. And Michael, I got to believe that you giving back to the community like this, once we get our society kind of recalibrated back to normal with COVID out of the way and some of the other issues out of the way, that, you know, things are going to come roaring back for you on a professional level, not just as a charity as well. Is there anything that our folks can do to be supportive of you?
Yeah, you can go to www.ugkcommunityfirst.org, and you can donate. You can come in. You can donate your time or your money. Everything is welcomed. There's a safe environment. There's social distancing, but we could use all the help right now. We want to get into, you know, as we go into the summer, we have a problem with our schools. So kids who would normally get the school lunches, we are going to be doing prepared meals for some of the public schools in the area. So, you know, every little bit helps.
Yeah. Well, really, I'm so glad that we can share your story here on the radio. I know, you know, we won't get into politics. Quite frankly, it doesn't matter what anybody's politics is. Step up and help people who are in need in that moment of need.
I would love to give a shout out to the Episcopal Church of Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
They have been more than accommodating. They've been our partners in this thing. And when we said we needed, they have supplied us with everything with great, you know, vigor. They, you know, given us the money to get started. They've given us the kitchens and their facilities all over Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, we're looking at it, what might look like all over the United States. So thank you to the Episcopal Church. Bishop Jennifer and the whole crew over there, they've been amazing.
Well, that is wonderful to hear, and I appreciate you sharing that. As an Episcopalian, that makes me feel good to hear.
Oh, they're killing it. They're killing it.
Michael Sparks heads the Underground Kitchen. If you want more information about how they turned on a dime from going to luxury meals provided for rich people to helping people who are struggling right now, you heard that, 20,000 meals so far around the Metro Richmond area, go to ugkcommunityfirst.org and you can get the story. Thank you, Michael. Congratulations.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.